Good evening, good evening, good evening. Come on in to Anointed Temple of Praise Outreach Ministries. Christian Church Disciples of Christ. I mixed a lot of words in there, didn't I?
Yep, you did a lot. You said a lot, Reverend. But we praise God for each of you, and we thank God for his presence. We thank God for another day. This is indeed the day the Lord has made. And so we're certainly determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Even as you're coming in, let us know that the sound is good and that you're getting a good reception as we prepare for this time together tonight. We're going to be in Psalm 64 tonight, and we're going to go 64, 65, 66, and maybe 68. That's a little ambitious, Lady Kim, but most of these are, with the exception of one, are some short chapters. But we thank God for how he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And I believe we might be able to get through this. But if not, of course, we'll always be able to pick it up on next week. So we hope everyone has had a blessed day today. This has been a gorgeous day today.
Another beautiful day.
I tell you, this weather, this time of the year, this is the fall of the year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so
this your kind of weather.
That's right. This is
a I'm good a summer baby.
Outdoor,
I like the hot.
Walking.
I like it hot.
It can stay like this all year long, but you know, we can't have it always the way we want it.
That's right.
And we need all of the seasons, particularly in our lives, in order for us to be effective. And whether you know it or not, just as the seasons change, so things change in our spiritual lives. In the natural, it changes, and in the spiritual realm, it changes as well. So sometimes you might be going through a season where the sun is not shining, or it seems as if it's just cold and chilly. But keep on living. Don't grow weary. Continue to trust God. And when the time does come for you to move forward in the season that God has for you, you'll be ready for it.
Amen.
So there's preparation in all seasons that
yes.
we go through. And, you know, it's amazing, even as we're talking about that, Lady Kim and his others are joining us, it's amazing that how the animals, they have a sense of knowing when it's time for them to hibernate and when it's time for them to gather for the cold and the winter. And then they come out when it's time for them to come out. But somehow we haven't, as humans, hadn't caught on to that. We want to just spend and spend and spend all we can. And then when it comes time for us to really look for what we need in a season in our lives, sometimes it's not there because we haven't made preparation for the season that is upon us.
That's a sermon right there. That'll
preach. That's got something on it, David.
That's right.
All right. So. Mm-hmm. We praise God for this day and this season, and we thank him for our lives. Got a lot of ground we're going to try to cover tonight. We see our nephew, Anthony Hanley, on, and it's good to see him. We praise God for each of you who are on tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get started. If you haven't already, 64, 65, 66, I believe that'll cover what we need to do for tonight.
You're very ambitious, but I'm going with you. I'm
right.
traveling with you.
All right.
Got my suitcase packed.
All right. Travel lightly now. Don't pack too much. Let's pray. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we do thank you for this day, and thank you for our lives, and thank you for each person on this particular virtual Bible study.
Yes.
Those who will hear this particular time together later, we pray, the Lord, that you might allow your word to really saturate our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And help us, oh God, not just to be hearers of your word, but we pray that we might use what we've received, that we might be effective in kingdom building. So we love you tonight. We honor you and we bless your name. Each person on the call, whatever needs might be present, show yourself strong on their behalf. And God, we give you praise in advance for what you're about to do in our situation. Now, God, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And praise God.
Amen.
All right. Well, Lady Kim, yesterday was another fantastic day at ATOP.
Oh, yes, it was.
I tell you, God is just so faithful, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And it's amazing. And I'm humbled by the fact that he has surrounded us with so many gifted individuals. And, you know, we can call the roll and still leave off somebody. But God has placed the fivefold ministry right in effect at ATOP, I believe. And there are so many people that have so many gifts and skills. And everyone is not called to the preaching ministry, but all of us have a gift that we can use in order for the body to function as God has intended. Wouldn't you agree?
That's right. And all of us are not using the gifts that God has given us.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
You know, it's incumbent upon us to get busy and get moving for God.
Okay. And you know, even as we, as you were talking about that, even as you move forward in terms of, you have to use your gift, because if you don't use your gift, you can end up losing
it.
Is that Brother DeJuan on tonight?
Brother Whitmore.
Brother Whitmore, all right. Good to see you, sir. And so we have to make sure that we put our gifts in motion and that we use them to the glory and honor of God. And then we will see definite increase. And that's part of the sermon series that I'll be starting next month, talking about the harvest. Many times we expect the harvest, but we don't want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to make sure that you're doing the work in order to produce a harvest.
Amen.
And
that'll preach too. You don't do no work, you don't get no harvest. I saw somewhere in the Bible said a man don't work, he don't eat.
That's right. That's right.
You've been working today.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you can have some dinner.
I'm planning on eating. I'm planning on eating. Here.
I'll give you some dinner.
All right. I'm starting with this spiritual food, and I'm gonna move to some food for my body.
Physical food.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
But it's good to see so many of you on tonight, and we praise God for our other nephew down in
St. Mary's,
St.
Georgia.
St. Mary's, Georgia.
Trey.
Brother Trey, Earl Murray III. I hope all is well on that end, and that y'all are doing well, and give our regards to the family, and we praise God for each of you. But yesterday, even as I was talking about the gifts and how God has so blessed us with the fivefold ministry and is working right at ATOP, Reverend Donald Claiborne, he stood tall on yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And he really preached the word of God, and it was a timely message. Mm-hmm. It was a power-packed message, and it was a message that really helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw how the altar was full and how people gave their lives to the Lord.
Amen.
It was just
tremendous,
amazing
outpouring.
That's
God's
right.
Spirit on yesterday makes my heart glad.
Absolutely.
Can't tell me God still isn't in the saving business.
Absolutely.
Amen. People came and gave their lives to Christ, candidates for baptism.
Praise God.
People joined ATOP, so God is amazing.
People coming for prayer.
People coming
young
for
people
prayer.
Coming
yes.
to the altar.
Yes.
Seeking God.
Young
and
men.
That's right.
Love
so,
to see young men coming asking
amazing.
For prayer.
That's amazing.
Amen.
But the sermon title was Taking Your Issues to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Very appropriate and timely. And it really was a faith message. But Reverend Claiborne looked at that passage in Mark's gospel about the woman with the issue of blood,
mm-hmm.
Issue of blood, and that was in Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 25 through 34. And you recall several weeks ago, well, almost a month ago, I skipped around that particular that particular portion of that scripture,
mm-hmm.
because I was dealing with the centurion,
yeah.
and how
and his daughter.
And his daughter.
Jairus' daughter,
and
yes.
that fifth chapter is just full of miracles and healings, mm-hmm. and God was moving. And it was a divine interruption that
mm-hmm.
happened as he was on his way to Jairus' house.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman with the issue of blood,
yes.
she came through the crowd.
Yes.
And she had something touched. That she needed for her, because one of the things that I really was interested about that sermon, how Reverend Claiborne brought out the fact that this woman had to be wealthy and had to have some means,
mm-hmm.
because she was going and seeking help and used all of the money and the resources that she had. Mm-hmm. And so it is with us many times. We use everything that we have, but we can only get the kind of result that can come from God when we seek him first.
That's right.
Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto us. But this woman heard about Jesus. And so when we hear about the Savior, when we get a sense of God moving and we know that there's a need and an issue that we might have, then we ought to respond in such a way that we do whatever we need to do to bring our issues to Jesus.
Amen.
There were several points he lifted up in that particular passage as well.
Yes, one of the points was your faith must be rooted in the Word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, your faith. And the second one was your faith must produce determination.
Okay.
And the third one was your level of faith determines your level of blessing.
Wow.
So that was good. And like you said, this story is sandwiched between two other stories. Mm-hmm. You know, the other two stories are bookends for this woman that's in the middle. And I like that she's right in the middle. You know, there's a miracle before her and there's a miracle after her. But she's right there in the middle of those other two miracles. But the difference between those other two miracles is that she touched, she went to Jesus and touched the hem of his garment.
Mm-hmm.
She touched, Jesus didn't go to her and lay hands on her as he didn't speak to her, but she touched, reached out and touched him. And so a lot of times it's just a matter of us reaching out and touching God. God is always there.
That's right. That's right.
He's always there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's us that has to do the reaching.
That's it.
The word says he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us always, even until the end.
Thank you, Lord.
So because his word is true, he's going to be with us even until the end. He is there waiting for us to reach out give him a touch.
And the other interesting part about that whole passage, Lady Kim, and this is in Mark, the 5th chapter, she had to press her way.
Yes.
And I think Reverend Claiborne did an excellent job in letting us understand that mm-hmm. there are some things that we have to press through
mm-hmm.
because the enemy will try to throw roadblocks and he will try to throw things in our way to prevent us from getting to the place where we are going to get delivered.
That's right.
And so this woman, she pressed through the crowd. She moved through the haters and those who were doubters, and she pressed her way and she did what she needed to do in order to get to Jesus. And she was bringing her issue by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
She was willing to do what she needed to do in order to get to Jesus.
Amen. And just like Reverend Claiborne said, you know, she had an issue of blood. We might not have that same issue, but we all have issues.
That's right.
And whatever issues we have, we can press our way, be determined to press our way to make it to Jesus. So our faith should produce some determination.
Mm-hmm.
If you have faith in God, you need to be determined to get a breakthrough in your life.
That's right. And do whatever you need to do in order to get there. And don't be overcome by what may seem like a difficult situation. But if you continue to press, there's a blessing in your pressing.
Amen.
And God wants to see if you have enough courage and determination to do what's necessary in order to get what he has in store for you.
Amen. Amen.
So this was a very powerful message. And those of you who didn't get a chance to see it, it's on our website at anointedtemple.org. And you're welcome to go back and watch it. But it was a powerful time in the Lord on yesterday. And so we praise God for Reverend Claiborne. And before that, Lady Kim stood tall. And then, of course, Dr. Qualis just preached and sang. Did she sing that Sunday? She referenced quite a few songs.
Several songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I'm certainly grateful. And we're in the midst of still celebrating Pastor's Appreciation Month. And there was a tremendous outpouring of love and appreciation
Thank
to
you.
The pastor and the First Lady, and so we're humbled by that.
Thank
and
you.
We are certainly grateful. As a matter of fact, Lady Kim says she's going to take me out and to my restaurant of choice.
Yes,
did
that's
you tell
true.
Me that?
Yeah. Your choice is McDonald's. Happy meal for you.
Two Happy Meals.
Two Happy Meals.
And a large fry.
All right.
That'll hold me.
Will it?
And a fish sandwich.
No. Just a Happy Meal.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
you can have whatever you'd like, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
From McDonald's.
I don't have a problem with McDonald's. I want to make sure you understand that. All right. Well, we're moving. We're really going down a rabbit hole
yes,
here,
we are.
So we
Let's
need to
move
come on,
on.
Back. All right. So we're in Psalm tonight, and we have been studying the 73 Psalms attributed to David. And we have made our way, Lady Kim, and we're a little bit ahead of schedule, really, mm-hmm. from what we learned last week.
Yeah, we're way ahead of the, I think, of the Wednesday group.
Mm-hmm. But this is supposed to close out. We should be closing this out by the end of this year. And it was designed so that we could go through this psalm, the 73 psalms attributed to David. And tonight we're in Psalm 64 mm-hmm. and 65, and we'll do 66, and we'll see where we are when we get there. There are quite a few verses in 66, but I believe we might be able to cover these particular verses tonight. What do you think?
I think so.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, Psalm 64, there are about 10 verses there. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yes, there are.
And the title and the heading for this one is Appeals for Help Against Enemies. Mm-hmm. So David is appealing for God's help. It's an appeal for assistance, mm-hmm. help and assistance. He's making sure that he lets God know about what he's going through. And we say this oftentimes that even though we know God knows, I think something powerful happens when we acknowledge that and we release it into the atmosphere. And I think it's a measure of our faith that is being exercised when we do that. And God wants to see if we have enough faith to call out what it is, what our issues might be, because sometimes the enemy will try to keep you from speaking and calling that thing by name so that you can continue to be bound by it.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes.
And so David, he's familiar. The familiar plea for help is heard again in this particular lamentation. And so he's really kind of going through right now. But the psalmist is really in a desperate situation here. And we'll see that coming out in these few verses here today. But he's asking God for assistance. And he's asking God to... His enemies have really caused slander, and they have come against him, but they have done it in an unusual way. They are not speaking openly, but they are speaking behind his back, if you will. But they are speaking slander, and they are talking about him behind his back.
Backstabbers.
And we see that this is a part of what this psalm is producing. It's just 10 verses there. You want to just maybe read those 10 verses, and then we'll come back and see if there's some things we need to pick up.
I will. My low power just popped on my device, though, but I will read. We're in Psalm 64, beginning with verse 1.
Okay.
Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from the dread enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the scheming of evildoers, who wet their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless. They shoot suddenly and without fear. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of lying snares secretly, thinking, who can see us? Who can search out our crimes? We have thought out a cunning, conceived plot, for the human heart and mind are deep. But God will shoot his arrow at them. They will be wounded suddenly. Because of their tongue, he will bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake in horror. Then everyone will fear. They will tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord mm-hmm. and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart glory.
Wow. Isn't that something? So David's really, as we just indicated, he's rehearsing the plight of his enemies, and he appears to be in a desperate situation. And not only in a desperate situation, but we see that the enemy is really scheming and secretly creating havoc behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing for you to hear the opposition openly, but it's another thing when you have people smiling in your face and stabbing you in your back.
Amen. And he also wants God to hear his voice audibly. He has mm-hmm. an audible prayer. That means that he is vocal.
Okay.
You can hear him when he prays.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of times that, I don't know about you, but a lot of times I pray silently. But sometimes we have to open our mouths and utter audible prayers to God. You know, and I believe when we speak out loud, those prayers reach heaven more quickly. I don't know if there's any scientific or any truth to that, but I believe that when I open my mouth, it confirms things in my heart and in my mind that God is hearing what I say.
Okay, that's good. And that's similar to what we were talking about when we talked about the fact that we need to confess to God the issues that we have and release that into the atmosphere. And there's something powerful that happens when that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first part of this particular Psalm 64 is a petition for protection.
Mm-hmm.
And you said David is already crying out. He says, hear my voice, preserve my life.
Mm-hmm.
God, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to make sure that when we find ourselves in situations where we need God's assistance, that we need to be particular about how we open our mouths and express that to God.
Amen. And the first danger he's talking is about there in that 64 Psalm is the danger from secret counsel or
okay.
plots against him.
Mm-hmm.
Plots that the evil ones were making against him, and he wants to be hidden from them.
Mm-hmm.
David knows it's what's going on, and it's against God's authority. And the second or greater danger is open insurrection,
mm-hmm.
an uprising of the workers of iniquity or the workers of evil. He talks about it in the third verse, how they wet their tongues or how they sharpen their tongues or use a cutting or wounding and killing and devouring or biting words.
Mm-hmm,
so mm-hmm. hurting words.
Right.
And you know, words can hurt. You know, when I was growing up, they said sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. But that's not true, because words can build up and words can tear down. And the Bible says that the tongue is sharper than a two-edged sword, you know. So, was that the word?
I'm listening, Reverend.
The word is yeah. sharper than any two-edged sword. So, the word or God's word is sharper than any. I had to straighten that up, didn't I?
No, I was listening because you're right. And it talks about the tongue in terms of how it's a wicked device.
Yes.
And James speaks
about
that.
James, that's what right, I was right, thinking right. about, James, and I was quoting the wrong thing.
And I think
thing.
That's what you
Sorry.
Were referencing. And
yes.
so I was just listening because this is important for us to understand how wicked that device can be, just that little red rubber in your
mm-hmm.
mouth. And once a word is released or once a sentence or a act has been released in terms of how you talk about other people, you can't capture that. You can't take it back. You know, it's gone. And so David is at a place and a point in his life where he feels as if his enemy is lying in ambush and waiting and they're secretly doing things to hinder
mm-hmm.
and prevent. And so we have to be mindful of that, even though we may not see that kind of struggle openly or in front of us. That's just like racism, you know. But when the rubber meets the road, it will come out and it'll be on the table. And so we have to pray for those kind of things even before it happens, not wait till we get into a situation and it's revealed before we start praying for it.
Right. And what's done in the dark always comes to the light.
That's right.
You know, my mother used to say, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but it will come to pass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And so the latter few verses, verses 7 through 8, he seemed to have a sense of certainty of judgment in terms of what God is going to do.
Yeah.
And the change that's going to happen, he's asking God to do. He's asking him to come swiftly, and he's asking for an abrupt change. And he's really using prophetic authority here in terms of him decreeing and declaring. And so the psalmist declares that the evil deeds of the enemy shall turn back on them. Mm-hmm. And so that's that prophetic authority that I'm talking about. Then men will recognize the hand of God's work, and the sorrow of hearts finally turn to gladness when the writer considers the fate of the righteous.
Amen.
So he's making sure that he appeals to God and that he allows God to fight his battles, mm-hmm. and he's expressing openly his displeasure in terms of how he has found out now that there has been secretly things secretly going on that was trying to tear him down.
Amen. Amen.
So this is an appeal for assistance, mm-hmm. an appeal for help.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say would be a good close or a hanger that we can, or a hook, if you will, we can hang our thoughts around for this particular 64th division of Psalms?
Well, since David is asking for God's help or protection against his enemies, we need to keep in mind that when people are up to no good,
mm-hmm.
God knows all about it, and God is still in control.
Wow. Wow.
No matter what people do to us, no matter what they say about us, or, you know, God is still in control, mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And if God be for us,
okay,
who can be against
that's
us?
That's good. That's good. And so God is in control, and evil will is all around us. People will try to hurt and slander us, but we have to know that if we're with God and God is with us, that he will work everything out.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, and he's in control. And people you know, it's kind of hard to believe that, but some people don't really have our best interests at heart.
That's
not
right.
Just talking about us, but people in general.
Yeah.
You know, and so people can be envious and jealous, and they can be malicious in their the way they slander and talk about and criticize and complain. You know, and normally when that happens, Lady Kim, people who are complaining about what other people might have or what other people, how other people have been blessed, are usually in a situation where it's something that they really want in their own lives, and they yearn
something
for
something they're lacking,
right? Something
they're
lacking,
and they see that in your life, mm-hmm. and so they're jealous,
right? Right?
Yeah,
right?
Right?
So
you know, when I was younger, I was so naive. I used to think everybody liked me,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I was, it was,
did
you know,
you?
Yeah. I used to
I
think
hadn't heard
everybody,
this story before. Go ahead.
I did used to think everybody that, you know, in close circles that I hung
okay.
around with, I thought all of them liked me. You know how you
mm-hmm.
think they're your friends or your ace boons? But then all of a sudden people turn on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they do mean and spiteful things.
Yeah.
So that just lets you know that, you know, everybody is not in your corner. So I had to learn how to choose my friends and associates carefully.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know a lot of people probably, and I'm thinking they might not be a lot of people, but they saying, well, Lady Kim, that was before you met Pastor, but really, Lady Kim was probably about 19 or 20 years old when I met her, and I went on and
That's
snatched
true.
On up out of Chicago before.
I don't quite remember it that way,
oh, okay.
but that's
all right.
okay.
All right. But that was some 42 years ago, and really about 45 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
No, it couldn't have been. I'm just 46.
That's what I'm about to say. You're right. That
couldn't
be right.
Couldn't be right. Could not be right. Let's move on, please.
All right.
All right. Chapter 65.
All right. So, yes, God is in control. Thank you, Dr. Qualis. And Psalm 65, it talks about
provisions,
God's provisions for the earth. It's really, when you break it down, you will find out that this is a hymn of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about 13 verses here. But it's and we're almost in the Thanksgiving
season. That's why I smiled when I read this. Yeah. You know, it's talking about Thanksgiving for Earth's bounty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to be in this season of the year, and people oftentimes they are thankful during this season, but we should be thankful every day in each season that God presents to us. But we have a lot to be thankful for,
mm-hmm.
and this really is a hymn of thanksgiving. There are only about 13 verses there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read those, we can. And then, do you have some prayer requests yet coming in?
No.
Okay.
So the 65th Psalm, beginning with verse 1.
What does that? What does that say right there, Sister Gwen? She said 46. Speak with a forked tongue. No, what I was making reference to when I was, we've been married now, be 42 years this year, but Lady Kim and I, we dated each other for probably 3 years, maybe even four, before we got married. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And you followed me all around the country till I didn't have nowhere to go.
Chapter 65 of Psalms, the very first verse reads thusly. It says, praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and you shall vows, and your vows be performed. O you who answer prayer, to you all flesh shall come. When deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgression. Happy are those whom you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. But your strength you establish the mountains. You are girded with might. You silence the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evening shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, setting its ridges, softening it with showers and blessings it grows. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
Wow. And so this is really a psalm, as we indicated, of thanksgiving. And one of the particular headings have it listed as God's provision for the earth. And mm-hmm. you saw that coming out as you were reading the latter few verses. Dr. Butler says she can't believe what I just said about you, but followed me all across
me
the country.
Either. I don't believe that either.
But as this Psalm of Thanksgiving presents itself, we see a lot of how the praises of God's favor, as David is indicating here in the first four verses, and how it's welling up on the inside of him, and how he's acknowledging that and he's honoring God as a result of what God has already done. And I think it's a part of the review as David looks back over his life and he begins to put things in order and think things over. He begins to acknowledge God for his graciousness and how he's dealt with him in the past.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right. And God is addressing him because he has given his people cause for the present thanksgiving by hearing their prayers.
Okay.
So, you know, and I think during this season that's coming upon us as Thanksgiving is right around the corner, I think we should always stop and give thanks to God for mm-hmm. everything that he's doing, even the small things. We sometimes forget to thank him for the small things.
That's right.
But I think what David is trying to get us to see here, and don't forget, a lot of these psalms were songs mm-hmm. That were put to music.
Okay.
And so when you were reading, I thought of that song, some of the words says, there's a praise on the inside that I just can't keep to myself. Mm. You know, so there's a praise that David has that mm-hmm. he gives to God in praise because for the provisions that he's given to the earth. And a lot of times when I'm talking about provisions for the earth, we thank God for our provisions. Mm-hmm. But how many times do we say thank you, God, for the trees, or thank you, God, for the flowers, or thank you for the beautiful mountains, or thank you for that beautiful full moon? I got up during the night to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom, I didn't have to turn on the light. It was just lit up so bright. And I looked out, and there the moon was, a big full moon lighting up the whole bathroom. How many times do we praise God for the light of the moon?
Yeah, that's right. And so he's talking about all of those things that many times we take for granted, and how God has visited the earth, and how God has really manifested his mercy and his grace and his awesomeness mm-hmm. Through all of the things that oftentimes we take for granted.
We take it for granted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So this psalm really is just, it's kind of a harvest. It talks about, he praises God for his heart, for the harvest. He praises God for his power, and he acknowledges God's favor. And so those are three things that I really just saw kind of jump off of the pages as you were reading that. A praise for God's favor, a praise for God's power, and a praise for God's harvest. And I think the harvest, as we getting ready to talk about that in the next couple of weeks, is something that we need to be mindful of, and we need to work while it's yet day, because when night comes, no man can work. And the harvest is indeed plenteous, but the laborers are few. And so many times we look at that and think about just a natural harvest or in the natural, but that's the same thing that applies in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to bring in those who are lost, and allow our lights to so shine in such a way that men, women, boys, and girls might see our good works and give God the praise, honor, and all of the glory.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, even as we're moving through tonight, we're getting ready to move to Psalm 65. I'm sorry. And we just finished 65, but we're getting ready to move to Psalm 66. Mm-hmm. But let me just stop and let you know that we do want you to submit your prayer request or praise reports. If there are prayer requests or praise reports, you can go ahead and start putting that in the box. And for the next few minutes, we will move through Psalm 66. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then how many verses? Looked like it's about 20 verses in that particular psalm, and that probably will push us
to the end
for today. Mm-hmm. But this psalm in Psalm mm-hmm. 66, how many verses? Is it about 20?
Let me see. Where's my paper? 66 has 20 verses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But this is a song and of deliverance. And as you indicated a few minutes ago, a lot of the psalms were songs that they sang primarily in worship. And these psalms were put to a melody that they would use in order to worship and praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And so this psalm here deals with God's power and works and it's really talking about a song of deliverance. So if they put the music to, if they put the melody to the words, it would be a song of deliverance.
Okay.
All right. So how, you want to do what, 10 verses and then we'll stop? And how you want to, you want to read all of that? Or how?
We can read 10 and then talk about those and then go on to the next 10.
Okay.
How
all
about
right.
that?
All right.
Okay. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him the glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praises be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, has tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried.
Okay. That's the first 10 verses of Psalm 66. And this really is a call for praise. You started out and it sounded like a familiar psalm mm-hmm. that we've heard before, where it says, make a joyful noise mm-hmm. unto the Lord, right?
Yes.
And so this is a call for praise. Make his praise glorious. There was a song out similar to that, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I don't know the name of it.
Glorious.
But is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. How does it go?
Make his, when you come into his presence, mm-hmm. lifting up the name of
right,
Jesus.
Right, right, yeah. right, right. And so this is one of those songs, if you will, that really expresses the joyfulness of praise and how important it is for us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And it's an invitation for the whole world to join in mm-hmm. the joy of Israel, to make a joyful noise unto God. And so, you know, some people say, I can't sing, or, you know, that may be true, but you can make a joyful noise, because whatever noise you make is joyful in God's ears. Amen.
That's good. That's good. So even though I'm off key sometimes and I'm, God knows my heart. Is that what you're trying to get around to?
Even though,
I can't sing.
Even though you sing sometimes, God, he accepts your, whatever you,
You trying to be politically correct. Okay, all right, I follow you. But we're good. Y'all want me to sing, just let me know.
That's right, that was Martha Meneses. Okay. Yes.
So if I get about three people that say they want me to sing, I might close.
You're not going
to
get three people on Facebook to say you're going to sing. And those three people, you'll be banned from ATOP forever if you say sing, Pastor.
Come on, y'all want the pastor to sing and that after
no,
something.
No. Okay, and then it says, sing forth the glory and honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Recognize glory. Not merely thanking God, but recognizing
there it is.
Glory.
There's one. There's two.
Okay, Qualies and Whitmore had jokes tonight. All right. See me at church on Sunday, both of you all. Okay, so, yeah, y'all made me forget what I was getting ready to say. But anyway, we're singing praises to God, but not merely praises, but glorious praise, not merely thanking him for his kindness personally, but magnifying him for his greatness
that's
and
right.
majesty.
That's right. That's right.
So that's good right there. We need to magnify God for his greatness and majesty.
Okay. So those were the first 10 verses of Psalm 66. And we're going to move through the next 10. and then we'll see where our time is. That should throw us right at about time to close for this evening.
Okay. Psalm 66, verse 11. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt offerings of fatling and the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will let what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
Mm-hmm.
But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or moved his steadfast love from me.
Okay. So those were the last 10 verses of Psalm 66, starting at verse number 11 through 20. And David is really talking about a song of deliverance. And we see here that he's already called. It was a call for praise on the first part of that. And then we see the testimony that he's using in terms of the history. He says, come and see. And so as a result of that, he's allowing what he is expressing to God to come as a result of the experience that he's had with God.
Amen.
And many times when people get to a place in this journey, Lady Kim, when they don't know what to do, oftentimes I think it has to do with the fact that they haven't gone back to really put in perspective what God has already done for
them.
And when we have a faith file and when we have history with God, we know that if God brought us through that last thing, he's able to see us through whatever it is we're going through in the future.
Amen. That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see what the comments were. I think we had a couple of comments there.
Two is not a majority, so no singing from the pastor. Case closed. Case closed. Thank you, Sister Gwen. It's already done.
It's closed.
It's closed.
Okay.
Case is closed.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
You sure it wasn't but two?
It was just two.
Okay.
Your faithful
two.
Two.
My faithful two.
Yeah. Your two buddies.
The Bible says what two.
No.
No, that won't work.
That won't work.
All right. So I couldn't sign up for it to be the third person.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I believe I got another person. You just don't see
it. Really, Miss Gwen?
I know, right? But this has been good tonight.
No, it's been fun tonight.
Yeah. And so,
yes, all in good fun.
That's right. This is 66. And I think what we can use to kind of close out with Psalm 66 for us to understand that God holds our lives in his hand. What did somebody say?
We're going to say, sing, Pastor, this is on.
Uh-huh. That's the third one right
there. No, Uncle has to get his own Facebook line to say that. No, we're not taking that by proxy. No, that won't work.
And it's already closed out.
It's already closed.
All right.
It's already closed.
All right. We won't do it. We won't do it.
Daryl said.
What did Daryl say?
It's already closed, DK.
What did he say?
Daryl, talking about what about him?
I knew I had three.
No,
at least
it was closed, and then you came in talking about what about me? No.
All right.
Okay, I tell y'all what. Right before Thanksgiving, I'm gonna give Pastor the whole Bible study. Wink, wink. Time to get his solo in. Okay. How about that?
So you want me to prepare something?
You're going
to
prepare something.
Between now and Thanksgiving?
Yes, between now and Thanksgiving.
Okay. Will you sing with
30-39.
Me? 30-39. Well, we better go ahead 20, and close 39. While we're ahead.
All right. Come on. Stop being silly. Y'all being silly tonight. All right.
What about the prayer requests? Do we have any praise reports?
I don't see any praise reports, but I do know we have several prayer requests. I know we need to lift up Brother Maurice Rucker's brother. He's at St. Francis Hospital. I do not have an update on his condition, but as of yesterday, he was still in critical condition. His first name is James. The last name escapes me right now. But lift up Brother Rucker's brother in your prayers during his critical illness. And also lift up Sister Alice Howard's husband, Harold. He's in a Germantown Methodist. She asked on yesterday that we lift him up in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Sister Loretta Rucker in the loss of her father, and Sister Giselle Padilla in the loss of her brother. She will be going to Oceanside, California this weekend for that funeral. And Sister Loretta's father's funeral is also on this Saturday. So let's lift them up in prayer in a mighty way.
Okay. All right. Any other requests came through?
No more prayer requests or praise reports have come at this time.
Okay.
But of course, keep all of our sick and shut in on the list that are frequently on our list. Leave them there. And every week, Director and Mother Hughes ask for the prayers for the church. So mm-hmm. let's pray for Mother and Father Hughes and their strength, and their physical strength, as well as their spiritual strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, do we have anything coming up this weekend that we need to be aware of?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This coming Sunday at 2:00, don't forget Trunk or Treat. Bring the kids out or point the neighbor children in the direction of the church. 2:00 until we run out of candy. If we don't run out before 4, we'll be there between 2 and 4, or until we run out of candy. So we invite you to bring the kids through. Amen. And I tell you what, if the adults dress up, you know, in a spiritual kind of, or a superhero, or a community worker, if they dress up, I give them some candy too. How about that?
Okay.
All right. But you have to be dressed.
I thought you
were going
to push it to another level with giving away a prize for the best dressed.
Best dressed?
Mm-hmm.
That comes through from ATOP?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I should have mentioned that before,
Sunday, and I didn't.
So that won't
people.
Be fair.
No.
Because
some would come and then they'll be saying, well, why y'all didn't
right,
tell?
Right. So since we didn't announce that, but keep that thought for next year.
Okay.
We'll do that next year. Okay. So bring the kids on through 2:00. Bring the grandchildren on through for our fall harvest trunk or treat at the church, 2:00 to 4:00 p.m. on Sunday, or 2:00 until we run out of candy.
Mm-hmm.
The information is there on your screen. Thank you, Sister Theron. If you would like to decorate your car, feel free to decorate your car in a Christian theme, or a, not a Halloween theme, but, you know, a character theme, Disney character or something like that, or just decorate your car, and we have the candy for you to give out, so you don't have to buy any more candy. Our members have donated. The outpouring was tremendous, so we do have enough. We have a lot of candy
because there was some people delivered some today.
Okay, so we're gonna bag that up on this weekend, on this Sunday, to give away.
Okay. All right. Well, we praise God for each of you again tonight as Lady Kim prepares to close us out with prayer. And we stopped at Psalm 66, and next week we will move to Psalm 68. Is that right?
Yes, because 67 is not attributed to David.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the Psalms that are attributed to David.
So we'll try to tackle 68 and 69 on next week, so you can go ahead and start reading those. 69 is the next one, right?
Mm-hmm. 68 and 69.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Well, we might as well do 70 also, because 70 only has 5 verses.
Okay.
But 68 and 69 are quite lengthy.
Uh-huh. So
68 has 35 verses, and 69 has 36.
Yeah. So we might be able to get both of those in and maybe have one and a half. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
All right. Well, will you close us out, Lady Kim, and we, as we prepare to end this time together tonight?
Amen. Thank you all for joining on tonight. Let us go to God in prayer. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify you. We lift you up. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, God. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, you are worthy to be praised. God, we ask that your choices, blessings be upon us as we have studied your word tonight. God, let the words that we have gleaned and the thoughts that we have gleaned make us better Christians, oh God. Not only make us feel better, God, but to make us do better, to act better, to be better. Give us a positive attitude, a sweet spirit. Give us giving hearts and hands, oh God, helping hands and helping hearts. We love you today, God. We bless you and we honor you. We lift up the sick on our sick list. We call out Brother James to you, Brother Rucker's brother. You know all about him. Touch him right now, God. Heal his body as only you can. We ask a blessing on Brother Howard tonight, God. Touch his body and heal him tonight and all the others that are on the sick and shut-in list. You know them name by name. You know them condition by condition. We ask, God, that you would just meet every need in their lives. And then, oh God, we ask that you would touch the bereaved today. Give them the peace that surpasseth all understanding as they prepare to lay their loved ones to rest. We lift up Sister Loretta in the loss of their father and Sister Giselle in the loss of their sweet brother. We thank you, oh God, that you have given them the provisions that they need in order to make their journey to be with their family members during this time. And we ask that you would comfort them and keep them all. Now, God, there are others that are on this Bible study tonight and those who will view this Bible study later. God, you know about any situation that they need assistance with. And so we're asking, God, by the power of your mighty hand, to move by your spirit like never before and make a difference in their lives as they trust and lean and depend on you. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, and praise God. All right, well, thank you, Lady Kim, for that closing prayer. And we praise God for each of you tonight. And we hope that you have a fantastic rest of the day, a rest of the evening.
Amen.
And that you continue to trust the timing of God in your situation.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Love you all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
See y'all Sunday. In-house worship. Bless y'all.